This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome. Mike Max for Chad Hartman, WCCO. Timberwolves tonight against Oklahoma City, and away we go. Gophers find out. Did they find out Sunday, Dan, where they go to the bowl game? Is that when it is?
It might be Saturday night, right? Because that's all the championship games.
Yeah, but I think they make the announcement for who goes to what bowl the next day. Is it Sunday?
I'll research it and have an answer for you.
And you know, it wouldn't hurt for me maybe look that up before I go on the air and ask it.
Just ask me. You know, why not? Yeah. I'll know.
Yeah. Our own Alexa here. Ben Utek knows all about Gopher football because he played there and he played in the NFL. But this time of year, he focuses on a different kind of performance. He has been, he and Mick Sterling have been doing this now for a few years, and they've been doing it at a high level, and that is their Christmas concert and their series that they perform throughout the area. Ben, always good to visit with you. Happy holidays, and thanks for giving us some time.
No problem, Mike. Always time for you, and I do think that the bowl game will be released on Sunday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's because they try to do a big deal with it Sunday night or something like that with a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
All that stuff, of course. Who would you like to see him play, Ben?
Oh man,
Would you like to see him play Alabama just to see Alabama?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh man, it'd be the roll tide against the snow tide. So you know,
here we go. Yeah,
it'd be good.
Sunday, 11 o'clock is when the show. The
11 a.m.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Noon Eastern time.
Okay.
That's the selection show. So there you go.
Okay. Anyway, Ben, it would be fun just to see Saban on the sidelines against the Gophers, you know?
No, I think so. And I think, you know, if anything, all that's going to do for our program is just allow us to keep getting to new platforms. It's going to help with recruiting. There's just all sorts of great benefit that comes out of us being able to compete against teams. I think that nationally are always at the top.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you're performing in a different way this holiday season, as you always do with a duet. And right now, I mean, as you prepare for, as you get closer to, what's it like for you right now? You've been performing.
Well,
do you rehearse every day? What do you do?
Yeah, you know, December is surprisingly always very busy because of the success of An Andy and Bing Christmas. I mean, it's two of the all-time greatest-selling Christmas records. Andy Williams, Bing Crosby, and we are in our fifth year of doing this.
It's fifth already?
I know, it's crazy. Time flies. We spend November in about five or six different rehearsals, two full rehearsals with the 19-piece orchestra, two or three other rehearsals with just the vocalists. It's Mick Sterling and myself, along with five leading female singers here in Minnesota. So it is a big show, but if you're going to do those albums by those singers, you got to do it right.
So
December's huge. We've got about 15 shows this year, and we started off December 1st downtown Minneapolis at Pentages, and it was a wonderful start to the holiday season.
Do you, at your own house, do you have your own studio if you want? If you just want to work on your part or whatever, do you do that by yourself too?
Yeah, I do. I've got a little space in the basement that I go and prepare, rehearse, write. You know what else is fun, Mike? And you know this. I've got four daughters.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's any other family where your 10-year-old, your twin 9-year-olds, and your 4-year-olds are all singing Andy Williams by heart. I mean, it's just classic. Like I can ask my 4-year-old to recite Moon River, and she's on it.
Because so, they've heard it so much, or because you sing it around the house, or you play it around the house to emulate, or what?
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, because they see their dad doing it. But, you know, there is something very classic about these songs. You know, the Bing Crosby Silent Night and the Andy Williams Oh Holy Night and Happy Holidays. The list goes on. I mean, all these songs are the memorable ones that we listen to every single Christmas season, and we never forget.
When you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a football player or a singer first?
Oh, man, that's such an interesting question to ask me now in my life. You know, it's a seasonal answer, because every time Sunday night kickoff happens at the beginning of the year, I feel that adrenaline every time that first Gopher game comes, it's almost like my identity goes back into, you know, being a football player first, and then come the seasons where I'm spending a lot of time performing, and you kind of forget about that football, and music takes precedence. So I'm kind of an interesting jack of all trades when it comes to the answer to that question.
And you're now getting to the point, as we all do in life as you move on, where you're going to have people that don't realize you played football in a good way, right? Because they're going to know you as the person they heard do Andy and Bing.
It's so funny you say that, because I've experienced that firsthand, where I've been in a group and someone has said my name, and right away someone has gone, oh, wait. And I'm expecting them to say the football player,
yeah.
And they say the singer.
Yeah.
And I kind of stop for a moment and say, oh, my gosh, people actually listen to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're going, God, I hope these people don't take me serious when I'm on the radio or TV. You know, I was just kidding. But, you know, the other place you see that is with broadcasters. You know, like John Madden, you forget that he was a coach because he was a broadcaster for so long and he was so good. You forget that he X and O'd it. Gruden went through that for a while before he came back to coaching. When you do something long enough, you almost forget why it is that, you know, what got him into it.
That's so true, yeah, because, like, you know, you're right. You're, with our culture, especially today, where our attention spans are so small, I mean, it's like identity is constantly changing. So it's always what are you doing right now is who you are.
So you go out on stage. Here's one of the interesting things about performing in front of live audiences. Every live audience is different. And you've done the corporates. You've done the whole bit now over the years. And obviously this one, they're coming to watch you guys perform. That's different from you're on after dinner. And these guys have been sitting in classrooms all day talking about tax advantages for the upcoming year. And now you're the final act. It's different audiences. What do you look for in an audience to try to figure out how to play with them or how to maximize their experience or how to bring them in if they're not there, if they're going, well, what's this? You know, we've all been there where I didn't know we were going to have a musical act bubble, and you're trying to bring the best of the audience out, because once you get that energy, you got it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, it's a really humbling thing when you step out in front. You know, a couple of these theaters that we're in this year will sell out to 1,000 people. And these people have paid anywhere from $40 to $60 a ticket to come and watch you perform. And that, you know, that's a really humbling moment, because, you know, these people work really hard to earn a living, and they're using some of that to come and experience something special through music, and you're the one delivering it. And so you feel some of that stress, but it creates the excitement for you to do what you love to do. And this is a really special show, Mike, because what you're doing is you're giving a whole generation that grew up with these songs and their children that grew up with their parents coming out of that era, now getting a chance to relive these songs live. And a lot of these people never got to see these two men actually perform these songs live. And so you look out into the audience and you're singing these songs, White Christmas, and the list goes on. And people are just, you can go across a row of people and see some of the biggest smiles you've ever seen, families holding hands. You've got tears, because people are reliving memories as you're singing these classic songs that they grew up with. And then you get the younger generation, the grandkids of the generation that grew up with these songs, and they're experiencing it for the first time. And they're watching how their grandparents are experiencing this live musical event. And so it's a really cool audience to sing for when you get into the holiday season.
Yeah, and the holidays, I mean, like you said, you can almost see the old 8mm movie reels going on in their head, you know, that stuff that we captured of the kids around the tree from 1968 and Uncle Earl smoking a cigarette because that's what they did back then and all that stuff exactly. That goes with the memories that everybody has. And I bet you can kind of see that in their eyes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we've had couples. Mick Sterling goes out and he sings the classic, "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
Yeah.
And you've got military families that are out in the and they actually have memories of coming home for Christmas when that song actually came out. And so you kind of get chills when you think about that, because every single one of these songs is a very special memory to a generation that is in the audience. And so you get to be a delivery system of that, and that brings a lot of joy to them.
How much does the venue matter to your performance, meaning acoustics and spacing and lighting and all those things? Is it a big factor? Are most people so honed in on you guys on the stage and what you're doing, and you've got the Christmas decorations, that takes care of itself?
No, that's a big factor. And another crossover between sports and music. I mean, you know, watching the Vikings play in Seattle brought back memories of when I went out to Seattle with the Colts, and you play against that 12th man, that stadium, and the way that it's built, it sits right on top of you. So these fans, they're really like looming over you, and it's a powerful advantage to the Seahawks. You know, so venue matters in football, venue matters in music. I mean, I think especially the older theaters, like when we were at Pantages on December 1st, it has this incredible, you can just see the history around the theater that brings out the classic undertones of the music. And then, you know, when the acoustics of the room are superior, it just enhances the music that comes out of the instruments and the singer. So venue definitely plays a role.
Do you, by the time when you're done with the whole holiday season, do you almost get depressed because you hit January and you've done all this and it's such a high that it's hard to come down from?
It is with this show, because the last week of December is our run of about 8 shows at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And so we have 2 days where we're doing 2 shows in 1 day. And so it's just one after another. And then you have to take a deep breath, and you wake up one morning and you realize, oh, I don't actually have to go in today.
Yeah.
And so it is definitely like that.
Huh. But I mean, you and Mick together, that's been the other thing that you have to have, and you guys have it, is chemistry and respect creates chemistry. But you two have that. What is that? Again, you get a little bit akin to a sports analogy, but how important is that on stage?
Oh, it's huge. And you know, Mick is a Minnesota Music Hall of Famer. He's become not only a music mentor of mine, but a dear friend. And when you got a guy that has had so much experience, you know, coming out on the scene with Mick Sterling and the Stud Brothers and having tremendous success, you know, during the Prince era in Minneapolis. And, you know, he's lived so much life in terms of being a band leader and a lead singer, that I've just learned so much. He's kind of like, I joked on stage last week about this, but he's kind of like my Manning of music. My Manning of music.
When in doubt, look to Manning and he'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he has such a passion for what he does. And Mick Sterling, there's nobody better than Mick Sterling to present an incredible show. And that's why this show is now in its 5th year, and we're still doing 15 to 20 of them every December.
Ben, appreciate it very much. Where's your next one?
So the next one is going to be at the Le Musique Room, which is up in the Rogers area. And
yeah,
then we come back down to Burnsville at the Ames Theater
on
December 22nd with the Dakota Valley Symphony. So that's going to be a huge show. Yeah, that's one of the special ones to come to.
Yeah, Dick Ames would be proud. You knew him. We lost him this last year, one of the all-time great Gopher fans, who that building is named after in large part. And he would have loved something like this, Ben, because he loved this kind of stuff.
That's very true. Yeah. Yep, we miss Dick.
Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Ben Utek, having a great career after his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.